The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Springsteen's back on Broadway in a couple weeks. The first show back on Broadway. The rest of the big shows are going to happen in September. No vaccination, no tickets. Speaking of tours, I think next week we're talking to Lewis Black. He's going to lose.
We are. He's got a big tour announcement coming up.
And we're going to be talking to Lou next week. Nick's got a tour starting this Friday.
Yes, East of Omaha. Griswold, Iowa.
Check out Nick's comedy. We'll share that information, how to get tickets, on his social media, at Nick's Allens. And I'll retweet that.
Pinned tweet on Twitter.
Yeah, on Twitter, okay. Yeah. Right. I will share that with our listeners, too.
Thanks.
Many people are familiar with Deepak Chopra. He has and shares his passion for a healthy mind-body connection, has for years. He talks about the benefits of meditation, mindfulness, and better sleep in his speeches, seminars, and workshops.
Yeah, you wake up at 4:25 and tell dick jokes 4 hours a day and tell me how good sleep you're getting, Deepak.
He had LSD for the first time in a science lab back in India.
All right, did he like it?
He told Insider the experience left him with a feeling of overwhelming compassion and a desire to alleviate suffering.
God, we should give that to a lot of people.
Yeah. What kind of dose did he have? Say?
This is in the 60s.
Oh.
Now he has a partnership between his Chopra Foundation and Mind Medicine, the clinical stage psychedelic medicine company. The latest research suggests that psychedelic drugs, including psilocybin or magic mushrooms, LSD, and MDMA, have the ability to alter the mind and reduce depression, anxiety, and PTSD symptoms.
I keep reading more and more about the psychedelics.
But what about the pills, Craig?
To replace the antidepressants.
When he was 18,
that ain't gonna happen. Big Pharma owns half
the
governors, including ours.
There's that. When he was 18, Harvard researchers were at his med school campus in India asking for volunteers to participate in a controlled LSD experiment. He said he took the drug and, as instructed, sat in front of a poster of Mother Teresa with the other participants. He said he sat there for hours and started to feel his consciousness shift.
Said
he was filled with a deep, deep compassion and desire to alleviate suffering, which never left him. 20 years ago, he took ayahuasca, the hallucinogenic drug that contains DMT, typically consumed in beverage form. He did this during a ceremony in Peru. Once again, he noticed healing effects. Over the last 5 years, he shadowed a handful of psychedelic facilitators, people who provide support and guidance while someone is on a drug trip. He says he has observed people who took psychedelics to cope with chronic and deadly illnesses. They came out the other side of their trips feeling more settled and at peace.
All right. Here's a problem, Todd. That all sounds fun, but if you end up taking this under controlled circumstances and come out all mellow, the anger goes away on the show.
Oh, God, I can't have that.
It would suck, man. Oh, Tabio.
Right.
You really want to say that? That was kind of rude. That's all you'd say all morning long to all of us. That's
guys,
rude. That was rude, right. Nick. That was rude, Mike.
Why
was rude,
you
Craig.
Sons of bitches more at peace with yourself?
Well, you might not say sons of bitches, though.
Well, that would prove
And you bugged the hell out of us for 8 minutes between that. You should really look into my meditation.
Start wearing robes to work and
exactly,
stuff.
Right.
Now, these are not microdoses that he was talking about.
No, not at all.
No.
These are regular doses.
Tripping balls doses.
Yep.
I've never heard of a microdose of ayahuasca.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty intense.
Right.
And that sounds like a horrible environment to trip just sitting in front of a poster of Mother Teresa?
Yeah, that ain't hot. That ain't hot.
Yeah, I think you should be out in nature, watching the trees breathe.
And Jim Morrison visited you and put on Aerosmith concert. That's what I think.
Aerosmith and Pearl Jam.
Right, exactly.
That's what the Harvard researchers were doing at the time, right, in the mid-60s.
Yeah. Well, it is Harvard. I'll give him credit.
There's that.
Yeah.
You know, it seems to have worked.
Yeah, if it was Yale, they would. You
know. No, when it comes to the psychedelics, I will likely, it'll just be a nice memory for me.
Right.
Now,
I may have tripped my last trip. And Tyler points out that, yeah, if the anger goes away.
Goes away.
You got nothing.
Nothing.
You're familiar with Dax Shepard and his wife, Kristen Bell.
Yeah, I love her.
I do, too, and I'm not sure why.
She's always been sexy, man.
And he's not a guy, like, I don't hate him.
No, I like him, too. I think he's funny.
I think he's a pretty funny actor.
Yeah.
He's
got a major, he's got a substance abuse problem. He fights all the time.
Yeah, he's been open about that.
Yeah.
Right. My favorite, teetotaling and Christian couple.
Yeah. Well, now, Kristen.
I don't care for a lot of them, but.
And I'm don't oh, they are not Christian.
No, she's, oh, she's not? Not. No, she's
no.
not a Jesus
oh, I
freak.
Thought
at
she
all.
Was
no,
a,
they are not.
She's not a Jesus freak.
Why did I think she was big on Jesus?
You're thinking somebody else, you know?
Candace Cameron.
She's more like this.
Suck it, Jesus. No, she's not quite like that. Yeah, now that she tells a story recently of how she decided that she wanted to trip.
Cool.
And
he couldn't because she got a
and he over. Couldn't.
Yeah.
But she said she trusted him because he obviously had.
Right.
He'd gone through all this. And he said, yeah, sure, you go ahead and trip, and I'll just be here for you. And she said she had a great time.
Oh, cool.
What did she take?
Something to trip on. Probably mushrooms.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Something popped up online the other day. It was a video of Dax Shepard. He's saying that he, like, relapsed, and he said that his lowest point, one of them professionally going through his drinking, was when he was on Conan. He was just wasted on Conan.
Was he really?
Yeah.
And he saw the video?
When he walked out, he'd like danced around a little bit. And then when he goes to sit in the chair, he just like dead man falls over the side of it.
Does he really?
Hoo-tong. Yeah.
Man.
And Conan for a second was like, oh, okay. And then I guess.
I think we'd all question if we saw a video of us being hammered all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And he said he blacked out. He was like blackout drunk during the pre-interviews. So when he's sitting there and he's like, you know, give him the prompts for these stories. He had no idea what he was talking about. Just tanked on national TV.
Yeah.
That used to be more common from what you understand.
God, yeah. Guys buzzed on TV.
Well, that was when you could
I was hammered on TV.
Well, that was when you could be hammered on TV and it was on once and then it was gone.
Right. Nobody did.
You know?
Right.
Yep.
It wasn't going to become a viral moment.
Right.
You had a reporter. Stick a microphone in your face.
Yeah, I wish if I saw that video now, I'd love
it. It wasn't like you were scheduled to go on a show.
No, but
and
I was
showed up
wasted,
hammered.
Yeah.
You were at a concert, and somebody came by with a microphone.
Right.
So, yeah, pretty good chance. If it's late in the concert, and somebody comes by with a microphone, they might get some drunk audio from me.
Shinedown's coming up next.
Yeah.
Or a couple hundred milligrams of weed.
Yeah, we were high as hell that day.
Somebody had a microphone as we were slinking out the side door of that building.
Pulled that off, which is
I'm pretty sure we were swilling beers, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You were. There was a kind man running a Bud Light stand on the floor of that arena.
Was just pouring in our throats.
Kept them coming.
I hope we tipped that dude.
I think you did, yeah. Good. Yeah.
He would remember if we did or not.
Yeah, my memories are
not
clearer.
You. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, I mean the beer guy.
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think you would have kept feeding him beers if you weren't tipping him.
No.
A new Gallup poll shows that Americans are getting back to normal life. The poll shows that less than 1 in 4 people are completely or mostly isolating.
We actually should
from those outside their home.
The weed guy too.
Yeah, but, you know, he should have told us how much was in that.
No, but he gave us a good story.
Yeah.
So we owe him.
75% of people back in April of 2020 were isolating, were completely or mostly isolating from those outside their home. Now it's
t-shirt.
Less than 1 in 4.
I saw another T-shirt of somebody and the T-shirt says F2020 with a full word written out. And that's right. What a wasted year.
60% of people surveyed.
That's why the anti-vax people pissed me off.
60% of people surveyed said they went to a grocery store in the last day.
Oh, I go everywhere now. I don't do much, but I don't avoid anything now.
I've still been ordering most of my groceries online and picking them up just because it's convenient. Yeah. It's just a time saver. I don't have to stop by.
Well, my wife actually does the shopping, but,
I visited.
But I get outside. I got to leave the house, man.
I visited the yoga studio.
Oh, you did?
For the first time in a year and a couple of months yesterday.
A little downward dog.
A little bit.
Were they letting them rip?
Women mission.
Yeah, were they just getting rid of the stank from the last time you were there?
No,
ladies miss you.
Did have to exercise fart suppression. Yeah. Make sure they weren't loud.
Not suppress them completely.
I just try to quietly squeak them out.
No, it seemed like most of the people were still doing it, via Zoom.
Oh, online. Zoom at least. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, there was the
place was closed, wasn't it, for a while?
Oh, yeah.
They did the right thing?
I think they allowed a couple people in.
I'm still afraid of this whole situation when you go out and say, hey, where you been? Global pandemic. It's happened to me more than once, and it's sad and pisses me off. Oh, you didn't take it seriously and lucked out.
But
while the rest of us helped stop the virus, the rest of us helped stop the spread by being home.
But now they keep saying that, people are going to do the working out at home. People are going to do their yoga via Zoom class.
Out.
And I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
I think people are getting out.
Yeah, I think there's a little, I kind of miss the community.
Yep.
And just saying hi to guys in the gym that, I've seen in the past year.
Looking swole, dude.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
That's what we say.
Let me feel your muscles, man.
And the arms are getting bigger.
Right. You making any good gains these days?
Yeah.
I like to have that conversation. Yeah.
See, the two things I don't miss about going to the gym are talking to other people, because I hated talking to other people, and driving there. I'm saving time.
Oh, see, my commute is next to nothing. I'm sure that's a big factor for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, it was 10, 12, 15 minutes each way for me. So, I mean, that's an extra half an hour.
I can see where that makes a difference. As long and you have a nice gym in your basement.
Yeah, I've invested in a good setup.
Right.
But, I mean, I hated when somebody would try to talk to me at the gym. God, that is not why I'm here. Move on.
But I look all over my basement, and I don't.
No, people are getting out and doing things.
One of those nice curl bars,
right?
They got them at the gym. Yeah.
People are getting out and doing things.
Yeah, I am too, and actually enjoy it.
Yeah, me too.
When I want to, it's when the
now you have the option.
Yeah, but when the obligations come up,
okay,
that you really would be a dick if you said no to. Yeah. That's what I miss. That you're not a dick when you say, pandemic, sorry.
Yeah.
He said squarely.
That excuse is gone.
Squarely in the middle of graduation season.
Oh, no, I'm going to find out where Tyler lives this weekend.
Yes,
I know,
are.
Me too.
Yes,
me
are.
Too.
Yeah. That's a rarity. You guys usually aren't allowed. I move for that reason.
We know.
Yeah. And then you didn't think that. Oh, might have to invite him to my house a couple months later.
I made it the better part of a year before he let us in on the secret.
That was the easiest year to do that.
It was.
It was.
It was.
It was.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he'd be having social gatherings.
I never told you guys at all I was moving for like 4 months.
Yeah, why? Why did you keep that secret?
Because I wanted to keep it off the air.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, see, we can follow that.
That wasn't you guys. It wasn't you guys. It was off the air. I didn't want to just...
You shouldn't have told yourself if you wanted to keep it off.
I didn't
the
want
air.
To bleed on the air because everybody was just going through hell, and I didn't want to talk about building a house during the pandemic, which was an accident because I started building before the pandemic.
By yourself?
Yeah, of course I did it by myself. It's a lean-to.
Yeah, see, you're out there with an excavator. And...
It's a lean-to. You ain't going to be impressed at all.
You should have spoke up because I would have helped you.
Yeah. I would need help. It's not put together well.
I'm an excellent house builder.
I would have been busy.
A lot of nails are bent at the end.
I've been busy that whole time.
You just bend it in when it breaks, yeah.
Well, some of them are tough to get in there.
That's right.
Well, the next time you have a barn raiser, at least let me help there.
Well, I call the Amish first, you know that.
They are the best.
They are the best.
Hard to get a hold of them.
We got booze and food, man.
Craig's really all you need. Perked up.
Yeah.
You see him?
Yep.
He's like a dog. You just said treat.
Right.
Huh?
I don't know. It does seem like, it's just more being able to go out and, live a normal life that it feels like last year was so far away.
It does feel like forever ago.
And it really wasn't that long
ago.
Well,
it's also, I mean, I hate to, I'm not going to bring it back to that because I don't want a meeting. But, yeah, it was, it does feel like it was forever ago.
Well, yeah, because it was like, what was 6 months ago? We were doing Christmas on Zoom with our family. That feels like ages ago.
You're going to try to bring that back up again this year? Hey, you know, it worked last year.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Miley Cyrus took to Twitter to announce that she's participating in a free concert later today in Nashville, Tennessee. Fans have to be at least 18 and have had their final dose of the vaccine by May 24th.
Good for her, man. Keep doing that. Keep doing that. Because there are people that want to go to this kind of stuff and go, I ain't getting no vaccine.
Oh, so she's insisting on full efficacy.
I'm waiting for the first country show to offer to say you have to have a vaccine. They won't do that.
No, likely the opposite.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Right.
In fact, I would like to see a bunch of non-vaccinated people gather in large crowds. Mm-hmm.
And stay there for like weeks on end.
Like get a nice stadium of 100,000, and you all hang out for like a month together.
They call the thing a rodeo. That's just going to be one night.
I have a feeling it'll feel longer for you, Nick.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You're going to the Garth Brooks show.
Right. Oh.
Don't cough.
All right. Joe says, I always enjoy the porn clip while taking my daughter to gymnastics practice.
if the daughter's young enough, she has no idea what that means. What? That sounds like mommy. I hear mommy in the other room doing that. When you're not around, daddy.
Damn right it sounds like mom.
Yeah.
When you're not around.
Something showed up at Amazon the other day, and mommy was in the other room.
I think she was crying.
You were at work, daddy.
Mom moans when she prays a lot.
An OnlyFans model is running for a spot in Mexican parliament.
By the way, Mayweather's baseball cap he had on when he got on the stage in the ring said OnlyFans.
Did it?
Yeah, it had a couple different ads around it, but the big one on the front was OnlyFans.
Does he have a page?
No. He just makes a lot of money doing that, you know?
He might have a page. Not. I don't think all the OnlyFans is about sex. I think he might have an OnlyFans thing where he puts up some sort of content
for his
fans.
But also, he got paid by OnlyFans to wear that. You know?
I was under the impression OnlyFans is probably 99%. Sex content?
Probably. Yeah. But I don't think it has to be.
Mayweather standing there just...
Yeah. I'm going to pay 10 bucks. Right. I'm going to pay 10 bucks a month for that.
Yeah.
Well, at least for a month.
Yeah. I'd watch it once.
Yeah, I think you'd get the idea.
Yeah. You do that again next month? Okay, I'm out. Thanks.
Well, you're saying 12 times a year? The jelly of the month.
We could put a...
Sorry, Craig.
We could do an OnlyFans page, Todd.
We could find a couple of goats.
Yep.
We'll pick like the two favorite goats, and they'll have an OnlyFans page.
Who says two he picks?
Exclusive goat content for $9.99 a month. Check and see if there's any goats that have an OnlyFans page.
All right.
I want to know what the competition's like out there. Who's this woman running for parliament, Craig?
Rocio Pino.
In parliament in Britain?
Mexico.
In Mexico.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that P. being the story.
She's a member of the Progressive Social Networks Party. She launched her campaign for office in Mexico's Chamber of Deputies. She is an OnlyFans model. She's running on a promise of free boob jobs for all women.
All right. She hot?
Sure.
Love the Hispanic.
What's her name again?
Love the Hispanic women.
Yeah, you have to spell that for us.
Yeah.
Rocio, R-O-C-I-O, Pino, P-I-N-O.
Oh, Nick's typing like a fiend over there. You got it? You got it? Nick's always on that, man. He starts typing before you guys do. I notice that. Since he's been back in the studio.
She seems to have large breasts.
She does.
Okay, are they fake?
Well, probably if she's running on the free boob job platform.
Now, this is gonna,
she says she wants every woman to enjoy their breasts, and she'll make sure that cancer survivors are at the front of the line for the free augmentations.
You mean boob cancer survivors, right?
It says here, cancer survivors, I'm just reading. Her now viral campaign features slogans centered around breasts and various promo pictures of her
like Selma Hayek,
naked
pretty?
Body.
Not dead. Quite that.
Yeah. Okay.
She's pretty.
She doesn't look that young either. Doesn't look like a kid.
33, it says here.
Yeah, she looks a lot better in some of these pictures than others, but she's got a bunch of pictures.
Bad. Yeah, yeah. She ain't bad. She have a shot of winning?
I don't know that.
All right.
I mean, you know, who's not going to vote for her in this room? We'll go right over there
all
and
of
vote
us,
for her.
Because we're not in Mexico.
We'll go over there and vote for her. We don't care.
I know. We can talk Todd's boy into voting for
yep.
her.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a Mexican kid now.
And she's running for, you have to be in a certain district
hold
in Mexico
it,
to vote for her?
Fabricio's probably. Listing. Fabricio.
Yeah, but it might sure. be a district, you know.
Yeah,
it's
but,
parliament.
He
know,
right. but he knows about this chick, man. Fabricio.
She might not be
our
in
radio
their
buddy who works in Cancun.
He's parliamentary a,
right,
district.
Right. She got a shot of winning there. And by the way, also Fabricio, thanks for the four shots of goats and various leather and bikinis.
Does he work the afternoons?
I don't know.
At his
he
radio
listens
station?
All morning long.
I
man.
Know.
Yeah.
What the hell is he doing up so early?
I think, out at the
I,
beach.
I think he's actually listening.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate his
he
contributions.
He responds
but,
right away, man.
You work in the afternoon. Go to bed.
I think he works in the morning.
Oh, does he?
But he plays a lot of tunes.
Okay.
Back.
He's
Home
a
back.
Rock guy.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.